this fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. They have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! To take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Bill Gates up through that little chicken neck. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan. Ever seen a Cholini?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter.
I was raised by the Ford Foundation at Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes' glasses like he's on Fortnite.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the Amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. He is the main financial expert for the most devastating research on them, with patents having COVID-19 ready years before. Dr. David Martin is going to hear at 3 p.m. today after the show. So we will tape the show, and then the interview will air tomorrow. All right. So Maria Z's got a big guest coming up, fourth hour. So I was going to move her. She understood, but we don't have to now because Martin was called in by the legislature in meetings with some big moves. Is still there at the legislature, but he'll be here at 3. Now, let's talk about why this is so important. They're so arrogant that Obama created COVID-19. It was a big scandal 2014-15, and then they moved it to Wuhan because of it. We're going to give all the receipts and all the documents tomorrow. We've talked about it a lot over the years here, but it's good to recap it, give the new information, and put it all together. But all the major medical journals, New England Medical Journal, British Medical Journal, they're all, okay. People are like, why did it go from 22 million dead, you've been saying for a year, to suddenly 35? Why did it jump? Because you only get the number a year later. And the number's always a year behind. So in 2023, the number's 35 million dead from the shots. Insurance company numbers, 40-plus percent overall, all-cause morbidity. That means deaths. World War II, World War I were below 10%, 8-9%. I'm going to say it again. We got more people dying, according to insurance companies, than died in World War I and World War II. And they're young people, they're old people, they're children. And we've got, because of the whistleblower who was the head of the whole database, they admit he was the head of the database, he integrated all the database, the government had it, who took shots, who died, they were almost all, 99% took the shot. So, Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, Kansas, and now Texas. That's what Dr. Martin's here for. Aren't just getting ready and have already filed civil suits. They're getting ready with criminal charges. We're not going to do like they do going after Trump with some fake charge. Why go after just, you know, their leader? We'll go after their mothership. And that's Big Pharma and the people at the top of the Pentagon that developed this with Obama. So here's the headline. It begins. Kansas sues Pfizer. State alleges company knew of serious adverse events, yet marked COVID-19 vaccine is safe, and they have the whistleblowers. Via Robert F. Kennedy and Robert Barnes and others. They have the receipts. Next article. Doctors shocked COVID vaccines make people retarded. Big studies. Breaking. Majority of studies on the topic indicate COVID injections do cause menstrual problems. Yeah, it attacks your fertility. mRNA vaccine off switch discovered. Fauci joins Colbert to the Colbert Report to sarcastically say he's to blame for COVID-19 and made $1 billion on vaccines. No, he only made $100 billion himself. So I want to play those clips and go to our special guest. And the reason I wanted him on is, I've been on some spaces with him, very articulate, very smart. And he's on record a EMT. And they're where the rubber meets the road. I don't need to be a scientist to know if we all go eat at a restaurant and my whole family gets sick, there was food poisoning. Then you see in the newspaper, hey, 50 people got sick at this restaurant. You know about it. But we have the pathologists. We have the epidemiologists. We have the turbo cancer reports. We know the infertility is plunging. We know the blood clots are exploding. We know there's TV ads. Oh, kids have heart attacks now. It's totally normal. We have the insurance company numbers. We know this has happened. And they're gaslighting, like the press secretary saying, oh, Biden's not bumbling. Biden's great. He's smarter than ever. That's all deep fakes. No, it's live TV. So they are so desperate now, doing nothing but gaslighting. So I want to play a clip of the Kansas leadership, an attorney general, talking about what they're doing. We'll go to our guest, because I wanted my guest on months ago. We've got him on now. But I noticed they've got these sock puppet accounts of fake doctors saying, you're not an EMT, you're lying. I'm a doctor. Everything's great. No, it's not great. We have the insurance company numbers. We have the mainline studies. They admit the shot didn't work for what they said. It's killing people. And we're going to remember and find out how they were paid. Because you know Colbert's on record. So is Rachel Maddow. So are all these talk show hosts. Rachel Maddow was paid millions in 2021 and 2022. Herself. In 1 week, she was paid $800,000+. Look it up. To push the Pfizer shot. Yeah, 30 pieces of silver for Judas Iscariot. So she'll stand. And so will these other people at Nuremberg 2 for what they've done. So I follow what our guest is about to cover, Harry Fisher, and how they're attacking him. And that's good, because we can then illuminate and laze who the enemies are. And we can then know who the operatives are and who the people are that want to aid and abet this mass murder. But I bet on humanity. I bet on you. And I know you want the truth. So they've bet on their system. Great. We're betting on you. Here's the clip.
Pfizer marketed its vaccine as safe for pregnant women. However, in February of 2021, Pfizer possessed reports for 458 pregnant women who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. More than half of the pregnant women reported an adverse event, and more than 10% reported a miscarriage, many within days of the vaccination. Pfizer also possessed information from its own October 2020 study on pregnancy in rats, indicating that its COVID-19 vaccine was likely linked to infertility, loss of litters, and stillborn offspring. Number two, safety relating to heart conditions like myocarditis. Pfizer consistently denied any evidence of a connection or safety signal between its COVID-19 vaccine and myocarditis or pericarditis. Indeed, on January 18th, 2023, when asked whether its vaccine caused strokes or myocarditis, Pfizer Chairman and CEO Alan Birla stated, quote, we've not seen a single signal, although we have distributed billions of doses, end quote. A signal that he was referring to as a safety signal, which refers to a negative consequence. However, as Pfizer knew, the United States government, the United States military, foreign governments, and others had found that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine caused myocarditis and pericarditis. Number three, effectiveness regarding variants. Pfizer also claimed that its COVID-19 vaccine protected against COVID-19 variants, even though data available at the time showed Pfizer's vaccine was effective less than half the time against variants. Finally, transmission. Pfizer urged Americans to get vaccinated in order to protect their loved ones, clearly indicating a claim that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination stopped transmission of COVID-19. Pfizer later admitted that it had never even studied transmission of it after its recipients received the vaccine and whether they could say it stopped transmission. After making these misleading statements, Pfizer also engaged in some censorship attempts. Emails reveal that Pfizer officials coordinated with social media platforms to censor any speech critical of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. It should also be noted that Pfizer elected not to join the federal government's vaccine development program known as Operation Warp Speed and declined that development funding. When asked about that, Pfizer's CEO Albert Bourla said Pfizer did not participate in the program in order to, quote, liberate, end quote, Pfizer's scientists and to avoid government oversight of its vaccine development. He also said, quote, they want reports. I don't want to have any of that, end quote. Referring to they, when he said they, he was referring to the federal government. Pfizer's misleading statements contributed to success in marketing its vaccine in Kansas. By February of 2024, Pfizer had delivered over 3.3 million doses of its vaccine in the state of Kansas. This accounted for over 60% of all vaccine doses given in the state of Kansas. The suit is being filed today, and as I mentioned before, it is part of a multi-state effort in which more suits may follow depending on Pfizer's reaction.
Nice to see you again, Doctor.
Good to be with you, Stephen.
Always a pleasure to have you on. I gotta say, you are a spry 83 years old. Have you thought about running for president?
No.
No interest whatsoever? Well, you served under seven presidents. Okay. Politicization.
He's getting
of
paid
science
to do this.
Is dangerous, but it's not a new thing.
Right.
This has happened in the past. You've dealt with it in the past. Have you seen anything like the way it is now, though? Because certainly, just a few days ago, your testimony down in Washington, D.C. made headlines for the hostility that you received.
Right.
Is this, even for your long and storied career and being involved with all these politicians, does this seem like something new to you?
Quite new and disturbing. Back when I first became director of the Institute, which was, I had been director for almost 40 years. In the beginning, there was always politics. You know, there was people of different ideology. There was center left, center right. They disagreed and they, sometimes would argue with each other. But at the end of the day, there was civility and respect for each other. What we're seeing now is what you had mentioned, Stephen. It's vitriol and pure hostility. So I would get questioned in a very strict, pushing way, maybe back in other administrations. But at the end of the hearing, they would come over to you and say, good job. Sorry that we had to be tough with our questionings, but, we want to get to the right place. Now it's pure attack, which is totally different. It's just, I believe, a reflection of the profound degree of divisiveness in the country, which is very destructive.
Okay, well, you're a doctor.
They're trying to prop up this mass murderer, but we have the receipts. It's coming up in the interview tomorrow with the doctor we've got joining us, Dr. David Martin, to go over the financial evidence. We have total proof tomorrow. I'm going to do the interview today after the show. But I wanted to go to Harry Fisher for the balance of the hour, a little bit in the next hour. The Maria Z's taking over with a big guest she's got. Harry Fisher is a EMT. He since 1997 and a paramedic since 2013. Currently a contract medic who has been doing contacts since COVID. He has worked in ER, ICU, and ambulances all over from New York to South Dakota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Alaska. Harry Fisher, EMTP on X. So, Harry, you're under a lot of attack. We have all the statistics. We have the numbers. We know you're right. But they're so scared of you speaking out. They're really attacking you to try to intimidate other medical workers. Thanks for joining us. I've talked to you on Spaces on X. Go wherever you want, big picture, and then drill down into it. And then if we've got time into the next hour, I'll take a little bit of Maria Z's time. I'll open the phones up just for fellow medical workers to call in with their response. But thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it. It's been a long road. It's, as you know, you've been fighting through it as well. But as a medical worker, I'm a paramedic, EMT paramedic, been doing this a good while, as you mentioned. And at the start of COVID, things got weird. They got very strange as everyone lived through it. And then when the shots rolled out, it was truly hellish to see the people being harmed from this substance. When it first hit me, I got a call to, I called them vaccine lines, Pfizer lines, because they were making these makeshift lines in parking lots and gymnasiums. They were just quickly trying to get that shot into everyone's arm. And, I got a call, and I was working in an ambulance. I got a call to a full arrest, someone who had died after receiving their shot, and got there, worked the code, tried to revive the patient. And imagine a bunch of people waiting for their shot, watching this unfold. And then one of the nurses giving the shots, walks up and says, "This is the second one in 2 weeks, the second one that has died in 2 weeks." So I know of two that died in that particular vaccine clinic. Don't know how many actually, as a whole, but
so it's,
I know,
like watching people march into gas chambers.
Yes, it's truly like watching cattle get ready to be slaughtered. And what's even, I remember at one point while working the patient, I looked over my shoulder And just it still entrenched in my mind the fact that no one was leaving. They were just standing there like it was just out of a bad sci-fi horror movie. And then after that, I just kept seeing worse and worse, young strokes, young heart attacks. It just all these red flags were going up because they were saying safe, safe, just constantly blasting the propaganda that this was super safe. And I worked contracts, and I got to one contract where they did a huge Pfizer push. Like this small community just got all their shots pretty much at the same time. So we could see the carnage unfold a lot. It was a lot easier to see whenever they all did it at the same time. It's a small community. And we had to intubate our nurse manager. The miscarriages, I mean, in one shift, I saw 9 miscarriages. We were so busy. Ladies were having to sit outside in the chairs just bleeding until we could get them back. I asked one PA that was sitting with me, I said, have you ever seen anything like this before? And the PA, no, I mean, agreed that no, never seen anything like it. And I told him about my experience in the Pfizer line in the, you know, Pfizer clinic. And the PA literally said, I'm putting my head in the sand. It's just too big. People are so afraid of this system. It's very sad the amount of fear that's driving people to not only remain silent, but get this experimentation. The ER doctor walked up to me after one day and said, we're experiencing genocide. It was that bad. We're experiencing genocide, I heard from my ER doctor. And I went outside and I went to the ambulance bay. I decided, okay, because I've been typing this whole time. I've been trying to tell people what I experienced, and I just kept getting deleted and censored. I mean, every time I would make a post on YouTube or TikTok or wherever, it would just go away. It would last maybe 12, 24 hours and just disappear. And I went out to the ambulance bay and I finally decided I'm going to put my face on camera and I'm going to warn people. So I said, you know, I'm a paramedic. I did CPR on a Pfizer line. Line lost 2 patients within 2 weeks. That video, I mean, it gained over 1 million views within 12 hours or so, maybe 24. But that wasn't... What got me was the comments. One comment after another. I lost my mother. I lost my brother. I lost my aunt. I lost my uncle. I was getting the people attacking me. It seemed like these parroting bot accounts, which now I know is probably government entities or Pfizer entities that were there to attack anyone going against their agenda. But all of that evidence, all of the comments of people that were just holding on to all this pain during this experiment. And I was trying to talk to them, trying to get back to as many as I could. And then the video was deleted. They said it was for terroristic activity. So a paramedic trying to warn you about what I've seen, what I'm witnessing, was terroristic activity. And that scared me. I'm not going to lie. It scared me for a moment. And then it pissed me off. Because you can't cut the tongue out of your frontline workers. You can't. And if you are, that proves intent. That proves you're trying to hurt people. If I'm on here trying to help gain consent to try to give you actual information, and you tell me to shut up and sit down, to stay in my lane, this is my lane. This is where I belong. It's the government entities that are in the wrong lane. And it's very unnerving. Alex.
I know it is. And most people are cowards. They can't face the horror of this, but talk about your fellow EMTs, what they're seeing.
Oh, they're seeing the same things. You have some that are bought into the system, just like we see people that are, you know, your typical CNN, MSNBC followers that someone could die right in front of them and they're never going to ask them if they took the vaccines. I'm one of the few that actually ask all my patients if they've taken the vaccines, or I ask the parents of my patients if they've taken the vaccines. But a lot of healthcare workers don't want to ask. They're either too afraid to, they don't want to have the awkward conversations, but they know. I mean, most of my friends either have health issues already, heart problems already from their vaccines, or just won't get any more for sure. And I don't receive any, in real life, I don't receive any pushback anymore. The only pushback I get is online. Those shills, those people that come online and try to dox me, out me, get my license taken away.
Well, that's the creepiest part is I was there when they were stealing the election from Trump. in 2021 or 2020 still in Phoenix, and I'm sitting out there shooting reports by the Westin Hotel in downtown Phoenix by the little square they had, and a bus drives by saying, kids are now having strokes and heart attacks. It's normal. Another thing says, Pfizer can now give you biotech to heal you. And I'm like, that wasn't happening yet, but I'd read the Pfizer report and the FDA report predicting blood clots and all this that had come out a few months before. And I was like, oh, my God, they're pre-programming it. And now there's TV ads everywhere saying heart attacks are normal in kids. I mean, it's like they're even running ads to normalize it. It's like so obvious.
Agreed. They're trying to, it's false affirmation, just like they're doing with a bunch of things. I mean, in regards to what we're witnessing, I mean, they're trying to affirm false genders. They're trying to affirm heart attacks in the young. We didn't experience things like that before the COVID shot. I didn't experience things like that during COVID. During COVID, our children's hospitals were practically empty. Most of the kids weren't going to school. Most of our calls for kids are usually trauma, or you'll have some respiratory calls or some febrile seizures. But for the most part, our children's hospitals were empty during COVID. After the shots rolled out, I started running young strokes, young heart attacks, young heart problems, kids calling with chest pain, seizures without being, you know, not febrile seizures, just strange, unexplained seizures that, you know, these people have never had before. I was running to certain schools 2 to 3 times a day because of these new onset seizures. And I would ask them if they'd taken any of the shots. And it was a consistent yes. The people that were experiencing these things had had that experimental gene therapy shot. And when I would go online and try to talk about it, I would just get deleted. It's sad. I was trying to talk to someone earlier who's just mad at health, all healthcare workers. And I can understand the anger. Trust me, I get it. I've gone through my stages of anger.
But you guys the globalist brag in the SPARS document, they plan to blame all healthcare workers in America. No, this was compartmentalized.
Oh, I agree. And then anyone who tried to speak was censored. I mean, why weren't you speaking out earlier? I've been speaking out for years now. I'm barely just now not getting censored because of Elon Musk. And thank you, Elon Musk, for giving us a home to talk, because
exactly. Shame on people that say Musk is bad. He is directly attacking them. You can't deny it. He is devastating them.
Oh, without a doubt. Without this platform, we would just keep getting kicked over and over again. Being censored when you're trying to warn people is like getting kicked in the gut. You're constantly getting kicked. The breath gets knocked out, and a lot of people just stop. The only reason I haven't stopped is because I have faith in God. And also, if you kick me, I sort of want to kick back. But I totally get it why people have just shut up, because the system is so big. It's a Goliath system. But where Goliath and this system is messed up is it threw a lot of us into a corner. I've met more people that I would have never met
in my
life.
Hold on, brother. Stay there. Let's come back with exactly. You have nothing to lose but the truth. And you're not going to lose the truth. Stay there. Let's talk about the Goliath system. We come right back. Powerful information with our guest. Stay with us. Gary Fisher.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. In Europe, in the UK, in Canada, in the US, they're running TV ads everywhere that heart attacks in children are completely normal. This is sick and this is evil.
I got everything I want. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care.
Oh, you had a heart problem your whole life. It just now came. It's not the shot. It was always there. But all the statistics are clear. It started right when the shot began. Oh, you're having a heart attack when you're a baby. Your daddy didn't know. Covering their tracks. They made their move, folks. They're a depopulation cult. And now they think we're too stupid to understand it. But we're not.
We'll implant this device in his chest. And if necessary, it can reactivate the heart.
But the medical system that gave you the shot, they're going to save you. They know what to do. They're your savior. Just take your shots. And they'll cut you open and make you better. Then you can run and play again. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, who admit they want to kill people, care about you.
Who is Boo Bear?
It's all over the news. Heart attacks are totally normal in young people. Take your shots. But they save him. They'll keep you alive now. They're your friends when they don't try to medically suicide you. Heal the future. Heal what we did. Let us take over your body. EMT Harry Fisher joins us now. He was talking about the incredible censorship he went through as they admit heart disease in turn exploded in 2021, right when the shots began. But all the states and all these groups are now filing suit and the world's awakening. Speak to the censorship and where you think this is going, because the globalists have bit off more than they can chew.
I can't tell you how unnerving it is to watch those commercials, Alex. It really, really upsets me. The censorship has been terrible. It's been a, like I said earlier, a Goliath system that's been trying to throw us into a corner. Where they messed up is they threw us into a corner with a whole bunch of other people that are willing to speak out. So we've made friends, we've made connections, and I'm praying that our stones of truth will come together and make just one big boulder of truth. And Goliath's going down. It makes me so mad to see those commercials. I've watched the evolution of this science firsthand. You know how they always like to say the science evolves. I've watched it go from it's 100% safe to, well, I mean, it's safe. Well, nothing's completely safe. I've seen them actually evolve in, with their lies while I've been running Young Strokes. And when I say Young Strokes, a young person playing kick, a young kid playing kickball and strokes out playing kickball, healthy, no other medications, just got their second Pfizer shot. I've ran these calls to see them suddenly die. I've what they've done is beyond criminal. And the way that they're advertising for these false prophets to make money off of kids experiencing life changes, such as heart problems, there's going to be a reckoning. If we do not have legal action, like Kansas is doing, thankfully, like other people are starting to do, but if we do not have legal action take place and these monsters be brought to justice, then parents are going to step up. And I don't want to see that happen. I would rather see legal justice and Nuremberg trials, the bad, actually be brought to justice than street justice. Because street justice, to me, it's impactful, but it's not as impactful as a world stage getting to see the monsters for who they are. And I'm praying we can all come together and get that done. Because every single day, every time I go to work, every time I put my jersey on, like I put it, I'm constantly playing this football game that feels like we're just getting beat because the other team's just a monster.
Well, exactly. I have nightmares about Ernest Romero, as a local phone company engineer, and he took it because he wanted to protect people. His son took it, was dead 4 days later, the Pfizer shot, playing basketball. His son was totally healthy. And they literally came to him and offered him money to shut up on record. And he told them, F you, I'm not going to help kill other kids. But imagine being Ernest Ramirez. He lost his son.
Yeah. Ernest, I mean, the Hartmans, the Martins, the people that I can't name because of people that aren't actually speaking out and patient confidentiality, where there's, and there is so many people that have been gravely affected by this experimental gene therapy. Like the numbers are We say millions. I think you said, what, 35 million?
35 million now? Yeah, they're killing us. It's all big sick tests.
I wouldn't doubt that it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, the numbers are always a year behind. Yeah, it's a year old, 35 mil.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's a lot more than that.
And Ken Charles thinks it's so funny. He gets there and says, we got to get rid of the people. I say he needs to pay.
Well, I would love to see that. That being said, I've still taken patients in that are strokes and young strokes and look at the doctors.
Describe what you and other EMTs are seeing. That I'm going to give the number out because they try to attack you and all the rest of it. We have the numbers, but you're the man on the ground. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539 for EMT, nurses, and doctors. That's it, folks. Don't call if you're not that. Please. Only EMTs. What are you seeing? We don't screen these. No one ever calls in and says they see good stuff. They see death. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We want to hear from folks. We'll take a little bit of the next hour. And then Dr. Martin's coming in. We're going to tape that for tomorrow. But we're opening the phones up right now for your quick testimonies. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Keep going. Everything you want to tell the world, millions, 10 million watching right now, what do you want to say to them, brother?
For one, the data, whenever people are trying to argue with us about data, where are you getting your data, what's your source? Well, my source has been working through this and actually eventually getting confirmation from other doctors that I've got to talk to that have been seeing the same thing.
And all their the own other FDA data been, sheet from October 2000 admits it all. Put it back on screen.
Yeah, all the other sources, I mean, the numbers are corrupted. Whenever I take a patient, and I've taken patients in that are young strokes, young heart attacks, I found out that they've had their vaccine. I've told the doctors, hey, this is possible vaccine injury. And I've had doctors either laugh at me, I've had them scoff, I've had them say, can't be. So I knew early on that the data was going to be completely skewed, because if they're not reporting these cases, if they're not believing it's possible, then you're not going to get up-to-date data. Because they're not keeping track. And I've seen that.
And that's what it is. It's a giant test to see if they can get away with it.
Well, they've gotten away with it thus far. I mean, so far as to make these huge commercials to make millions and millions of dollars off of pacemakers, because that's what they were talking about doing to those kids. We're going to place this little device inside your chest. Now you're going to have a pacemaker for the rest of your life, kid. Enjoy. Go to a pool party. Like, what they're doing is sick. It's a death cult, and they act like a death cult. Whenever I'm online trying to just discuss what I've seen, the death cult comes out in droves, these hordes of drones that'll come out, and it's either you're lying, you're not a paramedic, you're not this, you're not that, we hate you. I can literally say and have literally said the death that has been in my own. I can talk about horrible things that have happened to me personally, and the first thing these death cult members will do is come and attack. I leave their comments up and predominantly just mute them now. I don't block them. I want the world to see what they are. Good people can see what these people are doing and know right away who's bad and who's good. And I want the world to see that. I want the world to see that doctor that came on the other day. I won't say his name, but that just completely ridiculed you and me and just obviously doesn't care about anybody but themselves, because all they want to do is
attack. You know he's getting paid.
Oh, 100%.
And that's how with Nuremberg, too, we're going to lock their ass up. Anybody took money to do this, your ass going to prison.
Prison is certainly the place that they need to be. I would say if you're a doctor right now, if you're a nurse, if you're a paramedic, EMT, if you're in the medical field right now, you need to speak loud. Utilize the X platform. Appreciate that Elon Musk has given us an opportunity to actually speak out and utilize the platform and make your voice heard. Turn your voices towards this evil system and scream. Become a lion. It is the time for lions. Become one. But we need you. That's my opinion, Alex.
Brother, what are your fellow medical workers saying? Are they waking up, or what are they saying?
They're saying that everyone I talk to is aware of what's occurring. Most of them won't take a video with me. I was in a room with
I'm in grocery stores, and nurses and doctors come over and say, oh, my God, it's true. We have the numbers, too. It's not like their opinion. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I was in a meeting the other day with nurses, doctors, and paramedics, and we were all in this meeting waiting for work. We were about to go to work and just having a big meeting across the board. Everyone in the meeting knew the vaccines were bad, knew they were harming people. But if corporate comes into the room, or if they'll just all be very quiet, they won't say anything because they're still scared to lose their jobs. And I truly understand being afraid to lose your job, but life and death situations are occurring. So it's time to speak up, and they can't fire us all. That said, I also understand, because one of the doctors pulled me aside after that meeting and wanted to talk further and was telling me why they aren't speaking up. Because I'd asked them, all of them, they'll go on video with me and make a video, you know, just to talk about what they've witnessed, and none of them would make a video. But one of the doctors pulled me aside and said that they had been giving ivermectin during, you know, the heart of COVID, and hydroxychloroquine, and doing it under the table. They were basically giving ivermectin for scabies. Whenever the person had COVID, they would write it up as for scabies so they wouldn't get in trouble. And the doctor said, I was having to do this, and I saved everyone in my community, is what the doctor said. Everyone in my community lived through COVID, and he was proud of it. And I'm glad that, I mean, it's good. But then he followed it up with, we live in a concentration camp. It's like being a doctor in a concentration camp. I have to go by the rules of, you know, our captors in order to try to save my community. And I said, well, why not speak out? And he said, well, if I speak out, they'll fire me, and they'll bring in someone who doesn't seem to care about the community, and then my community will die.
Which is a good point. So why the military and police shouldn't quit. That's actually a good argument. Be covert. So people have to choose. God tells them, either speak up for some, others have to be covert.
Agreed. I've chose to speak up since the start. I could have taken a fake vaccine card. I had it offered to me left and right. I mean, most of my friends were giving the vaccines at the time when it first started. They were paying EMTs ungodly amounts of money to give shots. Paramedics, I would go, like, when I went to New York City to work contract, they sent me to ICU and ER, and one of my EMT friends, they sent to a gymnasium to give vaccines. And the EMT was getting paid four times more than an EMT ever gets paid to give these shots.
But you could be paid that to be a hitman too. I mean, exactly.
You could. But they didn't know at the time. I mean, he didn't know at the time. Most of my friends didn't know that it was bad. They were bought into being safe. I mean, everyone was programmed to safe and effective. It wasn't till later, me talking to them, telling them what I'm experiencing over here in this ER setting, them telling me that they're experiencing side effects after the shot, you know, they started correlating it. It still amazes me how many of them still kept giving the shot.
And I'm sure you saw the New Zealand numbers. They had one manager. They admitted he was in control of everything. He could integrate the death certificates with who took the shots, and it was all people taking the shots dying.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they arrest him?
They did. But they admitted he was real. He was the head guy.
Oh, our world will definitely persecute anyone trying to tell the truth.
When that guy dies and marches up in front of God, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, 100%. God's going to be, you're a good and faithful servant. And that is my goal. If I can hear those words, I've done the right thing. And trust me, I fight my demons daily. I have demons constantly trying to say, do bad, be of the flesh, be of the world. And I fight it every single day, and I fail. But I keep getting back up, and I hope everyone out there does the same. You're going to fight the flesh daily. And the only way to overcome that is to get back up, speak the truth, do the best you can every single day, and give it to God. Because we live in truly biblical times. What is good is deemed bad. What is bad is deemed good. We could say the sky is blue, and they'll try to convince you that it's pink. It's really biblical.
No, I totally agree. And I just want to say this, Harry Fisher. The best part of my 30 years on air is meeting men and women like you. Because we get to find out who's real at this point. And so I want to go to calls for you. We'll take a little bit of Maria Z's time. She'll understand coming up. So do another 20 minutes with us in the next hour. And then Dr. Martin's coming in. We're going to tape for tomorrow. But this is so real, folks. It's all a big test. What are you going to do now? We got Jeff. We got Heather. We got Cher. We got Alan. We got Anthony. We got D. We got Heavy. So let's go to Jeff, who's a paramedic COVID vaccine. Wants to comment on that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Harry. I can truly empathize with your story and your testimony here. And one point I want to get across here. I've been trying to get into Alex's show when he has Edward Dowd on, talking about the statistical information about the death and disabilities in the workforce. And it's across the board so bad. Every major metropolitan fire department is way down in numbers, way down. And it's not just standard retirements and not fulfilling, you know, hiring obligations. People are disabled, sick, and dying for the last 3 years. Department numbers are in the tank, and there's no young generation lining up for the job, partly because we've lost the public trust. The implications of what we've done, they're going to last for generations.
By the way, the SPARS document said that. They're going to destroy public trust and destroy the government. I'm not anti-government. I don't want globalists running it. They're really smart. They know this would come out. This is to destroy trust.
It is.
And I agree 100%.
If I could, one more thing. I moonlight for a particular cardiac device company, and we fit people for wearable defibrillators. It's a garment that has a defibrillator attached to it and gives them the shock when they need it. I was so busy the last 2.5 years doing that on my days off from the station, I was making money hand over fist. It's finally starting to taper off. And once you know it, now the next big pandemic's on the way, just in time.
The bird flu. Well, that's the good news is we got, 4% uptake of the new 10th booster. So people are waking up. That's good news.
Agreed.
The system is still built there to squash anybody who resists. Kids are being denied transplants if they don't have the shot. I mean, the inhumanity of that is just incalculable. And to look at a doctor in the face and say, really, you're going to death sentence this kid because he won't take a shot that's been taken off the market? You just can't make sense of it.
You do. I appreciate you out there doing it. I know it's been hard times firsthand. I know it's been hard times. So for you to keep going, I know that it's been a burden to carry, and I'll be praying that you can give a lot of that burden to God and lay it at his feet. That's what I've been trying to do. But thank you. Also, I agree with you 100%. We have been so lacking in staff. We were lacking in staff before the COVID debacle. After the COVID shots, it just got worse and worse. I'm currently on a job that I don't have a relief for, and I'm supposed to go home at a certain time, and I keep getting a call saying, hey, we're going to have to hold you. So that's the system.
They're destroying our infrastructure. They're collapsing us. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Heather in Louisiana, cardiac critical care nurse. Go ahead. 10 years. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Harry. I want to say first, Harry, I agree with everything that you said. Nuremberg 2, the cognitive dissonance that we've seen from our doctors and nurses. Unfortunately, PSYOP weapon that's been in extreme propaganda really affected weak-minded people who we know as being otherwise very intelligent. I am basically, I work in cardiac critical care, and I'm basically the nurse that is going to take care of the patient once Harry resuscitates them and brings them into the hospital after they have had open heart surgery or been to cath lab if they survive. And mainly, I just want to say that no matter what your age, for any listeners out there, for you or your family members, if you have received even one dose of mRNA, you need to be monitoring your blood pressure, your heart rate, for signs of heart failure, blood clot, arrhythmias, and if you're diabetic, control your diabetes. Women don't experience typically, or a lot of times, the symptoms of typical heart attack. Women, you can have neck pain, mid and upper back pain, or sometimes people that are diabetic or otherwise might just feel dizzy, weak, or fatigued.
I was about to ask you, what are you witnessing?
I am with immediately following vaccines, I witnessed a complete surge in young people with myocarditis, cardiac arrest, heart attack, atrial fibrillation, blood clots in their legs, lungs, heart, and brain, aortic dissection. And I want to say specifically for the black population, You have genes that make it very hard to control your blood pressure a lot of times. You may be on four different blood pressure medicines. I've seen many men and women, young 30s and 40s, come in with aortic dissection, which is when the main vessel coming off of your heart actually rips open because of severe uncontrolled high blood pressure.
You're seeing race specific.
What I think, Alex, is that these things take whatever you're predisposed to in your life.
That's right. It's a master weapon. It attacks everybody.
Yes. And I'll also say in your promo with Judy Mikowicz, when she talks about nitric boost, she talks about ischemia that causes problems with the blood vessel linings, the endothelium. If that happens in your brain, it can cause a stroke. If it happens in your coronary arteries, it can cause a heart attack. In your leg, it can cause a blood clot. And I've seen blood clots from people's waist to their toes. And I've seen people have amputations. I'm talking in their 30s, 40s. And it can happen rapidly. So God just put it on my heart. I'm just the instrument, like Harry. I've witnessed this complete destruction of a population. And God just put it on me to call and to just raise the awareness of uncommon symptoms of heart attacks. And
thank you for saying that. What are the other medical workers around you saying?
The other medical.
Are they awake or are they just going along with this?
In the beginning, I'd say maybe 1% were awake. They were very much just repeating what they heard on CNN. I see more people that are waking up, more nurses than anything. I've seen some of my coworkers die, and Alex, I've seen, since the beginning of this year, we've lost 3 or 4 doctors from cardiac arrest or stroke, brain.
Same thing with the airlines.
Yes. And it's becoming harder and harder to deny. But
God,
as far as speaking out,
well, they hit us. They promised they would depopulate us. Bill Gates promised. I mean, they did it.
Absolutely. And I went, and I'll also encourage people, nurses. There are so many nurses out there, y'all, like me and like Harry, that have been from the beginning seeing this and raising the alarm and beating the drum. I went in front of my state legislature. I spoke to them. I told them what was going on, and I called out my health department. I helped 100 other nurses along with me file legislation against mandates, and we were successful getting up to the Supreme Court in our state. Get involved with your state-level legislatures.
Well, that's the good news, and it's so honorable. It's so honor. It's such an honor to talk to you. We got to go to more people. We'll take about 20 minutes the next hour. Stay with us.
What made you decide to start a podcast? Obviously, everybody and their mother has a podcast. Yours is genuinely special. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to add my name to the hat of podcasting?
Man, covering everything here every day, you get so tossed into the mix that when you get out, when you're on your way home, you just realize you have so much in you to say, so much in you to vent. And it was like that with the crew as well. So basically, the idea started where I wanted to have the crew, a place where the crew could just come on and say whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. And the conversations just were magical.
Yeah.
They really were. It was crazy just to see how many articulate people who are well-versed in so many different areas just vent and just come off like an Alex Jones rant. I'm like, man, there's more to this. I feel like our fans really, really need a different way to receive news sometimes, mm-hmm. a different message. At the same time, I want to have fun. We have to be able to make fun of all these people who are trying to, you know, infringe on all of our rights. And it's so easy. Like, the comedic material is there. It writes itself.
You sit down in the classic InfoWars podcast room that you retrofitted.
Exactly.
You redid the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's nostalgic and new at the same time. It's awesome, man.
Dude, and once you get into that, you feel the energy, you feel the nostalgia, you feel just so connected to everything there. Like, I'm so glad that everybody who's come on so far has loved it, and everybody, you know, they can't wait for the episodes to drop. And I'm truly blessed to be able to do this at all. And I wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for you fans. If shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting X3, DNA Force, all the products that we sell, if it wasn't for you guys supporting us, none of this would happen. Chase wouldn't be sitting in this chair. You know, I wouldn't be going on the battle tank with Owen, or, you know, us being able to go to Stop the Steal. There's so many things, so many epic things that we've been able to do here at InfoWars, and it's all thanks to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.